I'm Cece Mitchell, and this is Studio One Tracks on Iowa Public Radio. Greater Des Moines Music Coalition Program Coordinator Jordan Mayland is here on the phone with me to chat a bit about how teens and preteens across Iowa can partake in a virtual music camp this summer. Hi, Jordan.
Hello.
So, registration for DMMC's virtual hip-hop and rock band summer camps are now open through Saturday. Can you tell us a bit about what's in store for potential virtual campers?
Oh, we're looking forward to it. We have the two different camps, a rock band and a hip-hop camp as well, so it'll be at different times of the day. But we're looking at, 2 to 3 hours daily working with professional musicians. We'll be doing video conferences, sharing tips on, all the behind the scenes of being in a band, and actually our big focus this year, since we can't do a performance, which we usually do after the camps. The students have a performance after the 2 weeks, and they also get to play the 8035 Gen Z stage. So that's always been something really fun for them. But since we can't do it this year, we're going to be focusing on songwriting and hope to record music with the students, even from their homes, the safety of their homes, let's say.
Awesome. That sounds so fun. So you mentioned music industry professionals will be helping campers out at this virtual music camp. What music industry professionals will there be?
I know we have just great musicians who are professionals. They're all bringing different strengths. For instance, we have Patrick Fleming of the Poison Control Center and Gloom Balloon. He's, toured the nation multiple times. He's a producer, and he's helped us with the program before. We also have Chris English of the band English, Dang Felton. He's a music instructor, I believe, at City Voices these days. And then on the hip-hop side of things, we have professionals like Giuliano Doc. He's a professional hip-hop artist and does great stuff. And we'll continue to work with our hip-hop team leader, Dom Russell, a.k.a. Chill Max. So people from all over different genres and backgrounds, just bringing something special.
So do campers need to have musical knowledge or experience before signing up for summer camp?
No, not necessarily. This is an educational process, and we have instrument sign-out options for the greater Des Moines area. So it's a good opportunity to get your hands on an instrument and try out a guitar or keyboard, or we'll have music theory classes and programs and web pages to go to that you can actually kind of figure out how to play piano help take that next step in their musical adventure. If someone really gets into the drums or programming beats or playing keyboard or producing, this is hopefully just an avenue for them to kind of explore that.
Great. So by the end of virtual summer camp, which will run from June 29th to July 9th, what will campers be able to take away from their experience at hip-hop or rock band camp?
Hopefully it's a fun time for them. We did a bit of our after-school programming. We switched over to virtual. We have a hip-hop program at Meredith Middle School, and we were just about to launch our rock band program at Merrill Middle School, so I had an opportunity to flip those into a virtual experience. So, I was learning, the pros and cons and important lessons kids can take away from this. And hopefully just a bunch of knowledge, start on a new instrument, being able to work with new professional musicians. And the idea is to walk away in the songwriting process with a recorded song that you contributed to. So get them, producing their own music and writing together.
Great. Jordan, thank you so much for telling us about the upcoming Des Moines Music Coalition virtual summer camps.
Yeah, people can register right now. Go to our website, desmoinesmc.com/education/youth, or just find us on Facebook.